We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome. It is hour three, hourly with Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. This would be a good time to call because I've got time to talk to you before I have to break again and you don't have to listen to me ramble endlessly. But the Buffalo News for many, many years was a staple in homes and businesses around Western New York. It was a staple in my family home growing up. My mother continued to get the Buffalo News until, well, I think Saturday was her last newspaper, because yesterday she texted me and said, second day without the Buffalo News, I don't miss it. So I'm kind of curious how many of you listening, especially how many of you under the age of 30, actually get the Buffalo News. If you did get the Buffalo News, but you stopped getting the Buffalo News, what puts you over the edge? For my mother, the price point and the content. There wasn't anything there she really needed or wanted, and they were charging too much. So she said, no, thank you. I'm done. And they must be getting desperate, because I was out last night and my phone rang and I saw Buffalo News, and I answered the phone and I informed them that Mr. Bowerly was deceased and I have his phone and am not interested in hearing from them. Well, I mean, I didn't think of anything else I could say, so I figured I'd do a DB Cooper on him or something without jumping from an airplane. So, is the Buffalo News, is it something that is still a part of your life, or have you said goodbye to it? And why, excuse me, why did you say goodbye? And if you live somewhere else in the country, is a daily newspaper still a part of your routine? Is it? I mean, I am stunned to tell you that when I was starting out in this business, our newsroom at the old GR55, we had two newspapers every day. We had the Courier to go through, and we had the Buffalo Evening News to go through, because we did raid the papers for stories. And that's the situation. I literally don't even remember the last time I've read any newspaper cover to cover whatsoever. So do you still get the paper? And if you used to but you don't, what put you over the edge? If you never did, do you feel like you're not properly informed? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And magazines. Tell me if you subscribe to a magazine, any magazine. Because I got to believe magazines are dying. I've got to believe it. Let's go to Pablo in Tonawanda on WBEN. Pablo, hello.
Hello, Thomas. Yeah, I gave up on the Buffalo News a while ago. They got really liberal on a lot of things, and one of them was their classified ads. You'd go in there, and they put it, you know, very bold and blatant that we will not advertise for semi-automatic firearms and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, you've probably just lost a pretty good segment of your readership on that alone. And that's all I really had to say
but
about
that. Do you think a lot of people use the Buffalo News classified to buy firearms, semi-automatic or otherwise?
No, I don't think they do. But and that's more to the point. It's like, why would you, you know, if that is the case, why would you just kind of centralize on that point and take a stance like that and alienate, you know, folks like me? So, yeah, they probably don't sell a vast amount of
them. No, but you said something else that I think is very, very interesting and something that I've heard for years. The Buffalo News got very, very one-sided, left-wing, radical.
Mm-hmm.
You want to isolate a date or a time frame on that?
Oh, boy. I probably haven't subscribed to that paper in a good 15 years now.
Yeah, well, obviously, I've heard that many times before. Pablo, I thank you very much for the phone call. Folks, and you know, the liberal, the pro-left-wing bias of the Buffalo News has been something that has come up many a time on this show and other shows, but I'm having a problem identifying exactly when the newspaper went from being an objective purveyor of non-biased and balanced information to being a propaganda sheet for one political party. Anybody want to give me a date on that? Because I honestly do not remember. I don't remember. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here's Don in Tonawanda. Don, does the Buffalo News or any magazine play a role in your life?
The Buffalo News does.
I grew up as a Courier Express reader. My father worked for the paper. I worked for the paper as a hopper growing up. And progressed just to regular life. Read the paper, watch the demise of the Courier. And then we're left with a one newspaper town. And in the last 4 years, it's become disgusting how they've raped this paper, and all it is profit for whoever's taken over the paper. And you watch the quality go, the content go down, the pages. There's hardly any pages, and what they put in there is all fluff. I'm disgusted. The new comics they have set up there, they're just raping it all just for profit. And eventually, they want everybody to be an electronic newspaper, which old people like myself enjoy picking up a paper and going through it and enjoying it with coffee in the morning. And it's a ritual. And they've ruined it. As soon as my subscription runs out, I'm done. It's not worth the money. And just watching what they're doing, it is so disheartening.
Well, you sound a lot like my mom. And keep in mind, my mom, she's 89 years old, and I'm going to say that for the past 83 years, she was a daily reader of the Buffalo News until Sunday of this week, and it's now her third day without a paper, and she doesn't miss it.
Well, we're going to go through withdrawals because, you know, we're used to reading the paper every day and getting some enjoyment out of it. And like I say, it's such fluff now and just filler. There's no content, and you just pick it up, and you can go through the whole paper within 5 minutes.
How about
they expect you to pay that kind of money?
How about the sports? The money was a big thing with my mother, always is. But the sports, does that justify subscribing?
Half of it does, but you can get just as much from listening to you on the radio and watching the news.
All right, thank you, Don, very much. I appreciate it. Yes, I'm well known for my archive of sports knowledge. Sorry, did I say that with a straight face? No, I did not. Here's Dan in North Tonawanda. Dan, the Buffalo News, my mom, after 80 years, no longer subscribes or reads it. How about you?
Well, I've been getting the paper daily for 35 years at least. Okay. My subscription runs out just around the end of December. I don't think I'm going to renew it. I've gone through terrible deliveries, but the person I have now, I got to say, they deliver my papers there every morning at least by 5:30, if not sooner in the morning. And I'm an early riser, and that's what I like. The person I had before this was terrible. I'd call the news every single day. But like I was saying, you know, the contents is so much less now. The comics, which they just recently changed, which I read every single morning.
Yep.
I enjoy that very much. And, you know, you're right. The articles are very left wing. But it comes to the point now. I mean, you read things in the paper, you know, they're, you can hear them on the TV or the radio, and what you find in the paper is 2 days old.
How about the puzzles? That was a big one with my mom. She liked the puzzles, but they did away with the ones she liked. So she was basically, well, screw these people.
No, I don't do the puzzles. I used to read Dear Abby every single day, but recently they got rid of Dear Abby, and I don't know if they have Dear Sally or something.
Yes. My mom said she loved Dear Abby, but she doesn't like the new one. That's right.
Right. Yeah, so it's time for it to go. I don't know, you know. My kids, of course, they don't read the paper, but they get out of my subscription and they'll read it online, certain things, but not me. I want to read a hard paper, but it is what it is. And then I don't know if anyone else mentioned this recently, or your mom mentioned it. Recently, they added a $5 fee for your subscription because of delivery cost. Yet I have a contract that was already paid for, okay, with them, and they tell me that at the end they're going to add $5 onto it. Well, they're not going to get the $5 from me, how can they do that? You have a contract, you know? I mean,
that doesn't sound kosher. I'm not sure what the fine print. I'm not sure what the fine print is.
Yeah, at least honor till the end. Then when the new subscription comes through, if you got to raise the price, raise the price, and I'll make a decision whether I want to stay.
All right. Dan, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Are you still doing the Buffalo News, or have you given up on it? I want to make it real clear. Look, I wish the Buffalo News was doing great. I truly do. I wish it was doing great. I think it's healthy to have a newspaper, a daily newspaper in a city that is filled with stuff that maybe we don't cover, but it seems to have gone downhill. And there are some people at the Buffalo News I think would be great here at this radio station. And there are some people at the Buffalo News I think would be great at our sports station. I think Alan Pergament would make a phenomenal radio talk show host. So it's not like I'm going after the people who work at the Buffalo News. They've got their biases. I've got my biases. But there are some talented people. I don't envy anybody working for any newspaper right now, I'll tell you that much. I'm going to get back to more of your calls on WBEN because, seriously, guys, I'm just going to call it 80 years. My mom daily read the Buffalo News, and she has dumped the Buffalo News. She had the Buffalo News longer than she was married to the old man, to put that in perspective, and they were married a long time. And there are some other people I think would be great on the radio. Rod Watson, I think, would make a great radio host. Dan Herbeck would make a terrific radio reporter for us. And Bob McCarthy would make a great political reporter for us. If something happens with the paper altogether, I hope that we end up with talented people. So it's not a personal thing, but maybe just a little bit, but not overwhelmingly. Okay. I wish it was the 1950s and we had two newspapers and we had microfilm. We could go back and read from way back when, but it isn't. It's a different era. It's sad in a way, but I think the Buffalo News added to its own speed of demise with certain bad decisions. Let's go to Anita in Alden on WBEN. Anita, hello.
Hello. I was just listening to your show. And I'm writing out my cancellation for the Buffalo Evening News as you're talking about it with your mother. And I'm the same way. I'm 85. I've had the Buffalo Evening News since I was a kid because my parents had it. And they took out everything that I liked. And my brother and I usually have a contest. We do the puzzle in the afternoon and see who got the answers. I don't have that anymore. But the Sunday paper, when they took out the two puzzles, that was it. The other thing is the delivery. Mine is delivered to the mailbox. And half of the time lately, when I'd go out there, there'd be two or three days, sometimes a week, that the paper wasn't there, or at least once a week that the paper wasn't there. And the price of it has gone up ridiculously. So I'm just canceling mine this afternoon because I just got the bill.
Tell me, love, what puzzles did they do away with? My mom, she told me, but I forgot.
In the funny paper, they had, all the crypto quips I played too, but they had one where you scratch off the letters and it was the answer to the question. They'd have a question. It was only in the Sunday paper. And then they had another bigger one that I never did because I was never smart enough to do it. My brother always did it. But when they cancel the paper and the coupons, they're not even worth getting. There's nothing in there. And if you do buy something, you have to buy three of them to get the dollar off of one.
All right, my dear. Thank you very much. And thank you for being the first person to use the expression funny pages on my program in at least 30 years. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Anita, thanks. To us, they were always the comics, but to another generation, it was the funny pages, right? Let's go to, it's funny how language changes. Louise calling in from North Buffalo. Louise, you are done with the Buffalo News.
I canceled it a couple weeks ago. And because of the puzzle, they took the puzzle out and the words.
Which puzzle?
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, because my mom mentioned the puzzle, and I'm not sure which one. Maybe she'll text me.
Well, I've been doing this since the Courier Express. So, and then the $5 added on for gas prices for the delivery. And they took everything out that I would do in the paper. And plus the cost of the paper is ridiculous, and the paper's thinner and thinner. So I canceled mine, and as a matter of fact, I just got a rebate in the mail.
Wow. By the way, when you canceled it, did you cancel it by phone?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did it take you about 45 minutes to reach somebody to cancel?
No, it didn't. I called just probably at the right time, early in the morning.
Wow, because when I did the sample subscription, when we had a lot of stuff going on at the station, I didn't want to miss any article. When I went to cancel the samples subscription, I was on the phone for about 30, 40 minutes, I think, trying to get the human being to say, yeah, I count me out, thank you.
Yeah, no, it didn't take that long, but they did offer me 2 months of free paper to see if I could get used to the new puzzle and the new, and I said no. I don't, at my age, I don't want to get used to this new puzzle.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you.
So I'm like your mom.
All right, thank you very much. I'm sure my mom is listening, shaking her head. But mom, you got to text me the name of the puzzle that they took away. That you, Dear Abby. I know she did definitely mention Dear Abby as something that she liked that they took away. But if you take away your main attractions, and then you make people pay more for stuff they don't want, the result is rather predictable. That being said, I will tell you that there are some people at the Buffalo News, I hope Odyssey hires for the sports station and for our station. Of course, I don't want them to replace me, but I would like them around the newsroom.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, sorry about that. I was daydreaming. Anyway, actually, I was talking to Mommy. And, anyway, Mommy issues? Yeah, okay. My mom, after, we're going to call it 80 years, is no longer a reader of the Buffalo News. Now, I have been saying, yeah, she told me why. Number one, crypto quip. They did away with crypto quip, which one of our callers mentioned. My mom loved that. My mom loved Dear Abby. No more Dear Abby. The price was $159 for 3 months. That is out of what my mother wants to pay and out of what I would lose from my inheritance. She also misses the God Squad. The God Squad. Miss Manners. They don't do that anymore. They had two crossword puzzles. One was the commuter crossword puzzle. And at the bottom of the page, they would give you a word. They would define the word. And then your job was to make as many words as possible out of the word they gave you. And they did away with that. So that's why Mom stopped the Buffalo News after 80 years of being a customer. And look, I'm not doing this show to gloat. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. There are at least four people on the staff at the Buffalo News I would like to see Odyssey hire. So it really isn't a personal thing. It's, I think they've made some bad business decisions over the years. 803, but just to be really clear, I don't want Odyssey to hire them to replace me. No, let's get that straight right now. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. My name is Rod Watson. It is 438. I think Rod Watson would make a phenomenal addition to this radio station. Seriously. So would Herbeck, so would McCarthy, and Pergamut would be a great talk show host on the radio doing sports. I'm sorry that it's come to this for the Buffalo News, but are you a subscriber? Did you drop the paper? Why did you drop the paper? And it's interesting because one thing my mom did not say in our conversation on the phone was the politics of the newspaper. She didn't mention that. She was more about the features in the newspaper. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Cindy in Sanborn. Cindy, you're on WBEN. Welcome. What's your take on this?
Years ago, it got too expensive. So the prepay bill, you have to do that. But we stopped it. So even after the prescription ended, we still kept getting more and more papers. And we're like, finally, I called them. I said, and then we got a bill for it. I said, we never reordered it. So too bad. And then and still, I think the paper's gotten too expensive, too little. And I'm still mad about the puzzle, your same puzzle that your mother's complaining about. And because my husband only buys it for the sports page. And everything is so biased.
For the sports page, I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah.
When you say for the sports page, are there specific writers that he likes?
I don't know. He just likes the sports page.
Well,
so we buy the paper only when he's off. We go down to the convenience store and buy it. But we used to, as a couple, work on that puzzle just for fun and something to do together. And that's now gone. So he tried to look it up on online to get that same puzzle that we were working on, the same author, so to keep working on it. So it's just too expensive and crappy.
Expensive and crappy. Well, hey, I'm free and crappy. So you got that going for you.
Yeah.
I don't cost you a penny. All right, Cindy, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. That's a great couple working on puzzles together. That's awfully swell. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So today on this program, you've heard the expression funny papers and funny pages, and you've heard the word swell. So welcome to 1957, guys. It's great to be here. Buddy Holly's still alive. Not really quite that famous yet, but just watch. He's going somewhere. Let's go to Ron. Nope, I'm sorry. Let's go to Jack in Williamsville. Jack, you're on WBEN. Give me your take on the Buffalo News. Are you reading it? Are you subscribing? Did you drop? What's up?
Okay, Tom. Thanks for talking to me. First of all, I am a subscriber. Just last week, I got my renewal in the mail. I haven't opened it yet, but I intend to cancel. I'm 75 years old. I used to even be a Buffalo Evening News delivery boy back in the day. And my reason for canceling it is, one, first of all, it's just a total liberal rag. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I understand there's always two points of view, but they've gone beyond that. It's just, it's just disgusting.
Well, okay, can you put an approximate date on when the Buffalo News began to basically be the official organ of the Democrat Party?
You know, I heard you mention that earlier on your show, and I was trying to think back as to when possibly that happened. It may have been during the Obama administrations, maybe when it really got bad, but I can't really put an exact date on it for you, Tom, but it's just ridiculous. I mean, I understand there's two points of view, and you don't always agree, but no one party could be that good. It's impossible. And the other big thing for me is the sports page. I heard you just talking it before with the caller just before me, but I'm a huge Buffalo Bison fan. Okay, I've had my season tickets in a rock pile in 1987. The coverage of the Buffalo Bisons is awful. they put in a, you know, a little article. They don't even put in the box scores for the Buffalo Bisons, and the rest of the baseball coverage is just all one or two lines. We used to get bigger write ups for Ben Pale Baseball when I was a teenager playing over at Delaware Park.
You know,
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jack, it's funny because, you know, we mentioned the Courier Express, which was a newspaper that went out of business in the late 1970s. They used to run our Town of Tonawanda House League game scores. And it was a trip waking up in the morning and saying, oh, Flames 5, Edgewood 1. It was awesome.
Yeah. You're right. I still got my clippings, you know, when I was a big hero, when I was playing 13, 14 in the Ben Pale League at baseball, you know, at Delaware Park. But, you know, it's just, there's nothing in it. And then if you go off it, there's no news in it. There's nothing. You know, it's terrible. And the expense, and the people have mentioned this $5 fee because the gas went up. Well, hey, you know, the guy that cuts my grass didn't raise his prices just because the gas went up. So, you know, they're just, you know, it's just ridiculous. So
I think mine did. I gotta find a new guy because mine is not going to cut grass anymore. So I got to be in the market for that again. Anyway,
the one positive thing I'd say is my delivery person is on the ball all the time. So, I feel for those people because they've done a good job for me.
But
unfortunately, I just can't do this anymore.
Jack, didn't they do something with their delivery people to screw the delivery people?
I think at one time they did here a couple of years ago. I know we had problems. We got a note from our one person who said that they were doing something to them, and, you know, increasing their routes and not increasing their pay and stuff like that. And that's when they gave it up. You know, they wrote me a note because they were a very good delivery person as well. So they have not done it. I would love somebody would call in and say, what have they ever done right in the last 5 years? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I would say, what have they done right in the last 20 years? And I'm not trying to be disrespectful because there were opportunities that they had that they did not seize by the forelocks. And, you know, when you start off a business, and talk radio, political talk radio is running into the same thing. When you start off by basically saying 50%, at least 50% of the people who could be listening to us, we're going to basically say, screw you, you don't matter. That's not a real good business model.
Not at all. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. I get so frustrated because, you know, the one thing the one guy called in before says, you know, his morning coffee and stuff. I'm still there, Tom. I'm still there. I like that. I'm a retired guy. I like my morning coffee. I like to look at the sports page. And then, you know, my wife, you know, she's got to listen to me complain. My hair comes off the top of my head. I get so damn angry when I'm reading the paper. But it'll be an adjustment to me, but hopefully I'll be like your mom and I won't miss it.
Yeah, well, then you can get your news feed from Google and get other great stories. I get one article a day from Google News Feed telling me that Donald Trump is the devil incarnate. Thank you. Thank you very much. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Is there anybody, seriously, anybody in their 20s or 30s who reads the paper? Anybody in their 20s or 30s who reads the Buffalo News or any other newspaper if you're listening to us somewhere else? I'm curious. Newspapers seem to be an old person thing. And really, Lucas, you're looking at me. Did you want to speak?
There's one thing. I have my grandma save me the sports front pages during Bills season.
Oh.
Or for notable Sabres events or any sport event. That's all I'm interested in.
Notable Sabres events. Boy, that's been a thin scrapbook the last 20 years.
Like picking first or winning the draft lottery.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Lucas Buckley, let's go back to the calls. Now it's Ron in West Seneca. Ron, thanks for your patience. You're on WBEN. First things first, do you subscribe to any magazines?
Yes, I do. I a couple of automotive magazines. They have a couple out there. I'm old classic car enthusiast. And mainly there, I ended up with some magazines from the Smithsonian and Post, and I have no idea how they ended up in my mailbox, but they're there. I'm like your mother. I'm 81 years old. I was a Buffalo Evening News paper boy, the Courier Express and the Salamanca Republican Time, back when I was much younger.
Okay. Hello?
I live where I do now for 30.
All right, we're gonna have to put this. We gotta put this call on hold because it's going in and out, and I don't know what's going on, man. I'm sorry about that, Ron. I'm gonna try to get back to you. Let's go to who's next, Derek, in the First Ward. Derek, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hello, again, my name's Derek. I'm 26. I do read the paper. I read the Buffalo News. Just about every day, not quite every day, and then I usually buy the New York Times on Sunday.
So
it's very thick, it's big, it's many pages. It's I find it to be a much more immersive experience.
So what is it about, first of all, how would you categorize yourself? Would you say that you're a bit nerdy? And I don't mean that as an insult.
No, I think you're right. I think I'm probably a bit more romantic and old-timey about it than most people my age. And I've always been like this. I've always been into the paper ever since I was a kid, probably because I can remember my dad and grandparents doing it, and I just thought that's what you did. But I do enjoy it, and, of course, I get jokes from people my age saying that that's something that old men do. But I think that's a false comparison because – they always say, well, of course you can read the news online, which is true. But when you sit there with a paper, like if I get the Sunday Buffalo News or the Sunday New York Times, you can really delve into it and read and find things that you wouldn't online, because online you're clicking headlines, you read the first paragraph, and then you go to the next article, read the first paragraph of that one.
And not once when you've been reading the print edition of the Buffalo News has Dr. Stephen Gundry told you not to eat tofu.
Right.
Sorry, a pop-up as. Hold on, my friend. Hold on, Derek. All right, this is a curiosity, okay? We're going to put him in a specimen box. He's in his 20s, and he reads the Buffalo News, and he also gets the Sunday New York Times. And he is a rarity, and we must explore this rarity. We have just found a turquoise octopus, folks. Let's go back to Derek in the First Ward. Derek is 26 years old. And he does read the Buffalo News. And his friends look at him like he's got five eyes. And what do you tell him, Derek?
Well, I say what I told you. I think it's a more immersive experience. I think it's much easier on the eyes. It's tactile. You're sitting there. You can slowly read through it at your leisure throughout the whole week. It's not so overstimulating. You know, if you have time on a Sunday or, you know, some lazy afternoon, I think it's a much more enjoyable experience.
What is your favorite part of the Buffalo News?
I like the opinion section, opinion editorials.
And how about people who say, well, yeah, it's a great opinion page if you like one opinion?
Yeah, I think that's true. So then you go to another newspaper and read those opinions.
So
and
you...
how, I mean, I, again, I'm 26. How did I hear about this topic? Listening to talk radio. It's probably unusual for people of my age to listen to talk radio, too. But there's something about that hyper-local element I kind of enjoy.
Well, you know what? It's really funny because I run into so many people in their 20s and early 30s when I'm out and about the town. And I always tell them, why don't you guys call into the show? And they look at me like I've got an antenna, which actually I do. It's putting my voice out. But very, very interesting. You sound like a really interesting guy, Derek. And have any of your friends copied you? Have they said, you know, maybe this Derek guy has got the right idea?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe when I have it around, because I've always have them laying around my house, that is one thing I'm guilty of, and that is one disadvantage of the newspapers. They create a much more cluttered mess than online news, obviously. So if I had them laying around, sometimes people will pick them up, and I do that if I'm out in public. If I finish reading a newspaper, I'll leave it, and hopefully somebody will pick it up and they get a free version. But, yeah, I don't think it's going to catch on.
Well, and how about magazines? Do you like immersive experiences? Now, Smithsonian Magazine, I think, is super cool. I think National Geographic is super cool. But a lot of the content I can get online without, as you said, the clutter. And back in the day when we had two newspapers every day and I was working in this business, the backseat of my car looked like a full paper box. It was not good.
Right. That happens to me, too. And honestly, sometimes I like keeping them because I tell myself that, oh, someday I'll want to go back and read this because such and such happened on a significant date. I usually never do that, but, you know, there's something to that, I think.
Well,
but, yeah, I like magazines, too, if I have the time to read through them, because, again, I find it more comfortable to read that way than trying to read something long form online.
Very, very interesting. Derek, you sound like an interesting guy, and when I say nerdy, it's never an insult. If you saw my license plate, you'd understand.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.